Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The vape maker Juul Labs is in the midst of a PR push with ads in newspapers saying it's time to raise the legal ages to purchase tobacco products, including vapor, from 18 to 21. Wait a minute. The vape company that's popular with teenagers is saying it's time to raise the age? Let's bring in Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
So let's set the scene here. First of all, e-cigarette use among young people is rising dramatically. This is where the growth is for them.
It certainly is. According to the Centers for Disease Control, cigarette smoking is down to about 8% among high school students. But e-cigarette use is up about 21%. That's a 78% increase over the previous year.
So Juul Labs, which is the big vape company, has spent over $2 million on this Tobacco 21 ad campaign, even though their vaping devices command 70% of the U.S. e-cigarette market. Why are they doing this?
Well, what the company says is that its mission is to provide the 1 billion smokers in the world an alternative, and they can't do that effectively if youth use of e-cigarettes goes unchecked. So they've joined up with some of the a couple of the big tobacco companies to push for the higher age limit, mostly on the state level.
On the state level, but there is national legislation that's been proposed to raise the age up to 21 for tobacco purchases. Why does Juul want to go state by state?
It's easier to move legislation state by state. And if you look, you know, the facts on the ground are that they've put a lot of resources into the state. So Altria, which makes Marlboros, has about 409 lobbyists across the U.S. in the states. Reynolds American, which makes Camel and Newport, they've got about 257. Juul has about 80. So they may say that they support the nationwide legislation, but what they're doing is pushing for the state legislation.
They're pushing them for the state legislation to raise the age state by state.
Exactly. And critics say this comes out of the old tobacco playbook. You look like you're on the side of the angels, but what you're trying to do is really weaken enforcement. So the laws that they are pushing basically preempt local regulations. So there are a lot of cities and towns that have tough regulations, and the Tobacco 21 laws undermine those, and they keep the municipalities from passing anything stricter. So what you do is you try to weaken enforcement, and you try to preempt anybody else's regulation.
So how are they doing?
They're doing pretty well. 16 states in the District of Columbia have passed Tobacco 21 laws, and there are about 10 other states that are considering it right now.
Now, the alliance between e-cigarette makers and big tobacco companies, and you mentioned a couple of them, Altria, it looks like that's where they're going. Altria recently purchased a 35% stake in Juul Labs for $12 billion. Reynolds is also heavily invested in this new industry.
Right. I mean, and you look at the trends, and it makes perfect sense. As cigarette smoking declines, e-cigarette use is likely to go up. It's the market that is the most lucrative and most appealing right now for the tobacco companies. So they'll play on whatever playing field they can. And one interesting sidebar is both Juul and Reynolds have television ad campaigns running right now. They're not subject to the broadcast ban that the tobacco companies are. So they've got a tool that the tobacco companies don't have, which also makes them pretty appealing.
It's interesting, all this technology moving so quickly, and we still haven't caught up with it when it comes to the regulation of it and policy surrounding it.
Right. It's totally behind.
John Carroll, media analyst with Here and Now. Thank you.
Thank you.